Rain. When we moved into the old house in Whitney, rain came right in and shook our hands. We took it outside again in pans picked up from where we put empty pans to replace. Days stayed warm, rainless, weeks at a time. Licking roofs didn't matter, but we knew vagaries of mountain weather, fall and winter changes. Flammable, dry cedar shingles made the roof concerned me more than uninvited rain into our house. I kept after John, my boss, the owner. Thinks a long time before spending money. Good guy, though. He sent Andy up to fix the roof. I worked with Andy. Autumn on us by then. We'd cut the hay, contractors baled it, hauled it down the river road to John and Mike's home ranch. We laddered up, stripped off wooden shingles, old paper, laid new tar paper, new metal, cut and fit, drilled and hammered. Finished, loaded tools, leftover materials. Snow fell and stayed. But we were warm in a dry house, fires hot in stoves we installed, smoke out through exhaust systems we built or changed as needed. Quick to burn dry wood that formed our house occupied my mind. I prowled the house cold nights, checked every exhaust, double-checked our safety, wrote and sang till morning, slept until noon, my family active around me in our warm, small house. Rain and snow, wind and sub-zero stayed outside, looked in at us through windows that were there and new ones we built for the back room. We stayed dry, warm. Cried too. Yes, does anyone leave that totally in this material world? But joyfully happy, laughed, wrote, drew, read to each other, slept, ate, lived.